Welcome to Leanne's Voice Podcast, where I talk all about the voice and I give tips and hints on how to speak more effectively. And I share a couple of bits of my voiceover work too. Hope you're going to like this month's topic. I'm so excited to share with you. It's all about how to have conversations with strangers. I know it can sometimes be a bit awkward, but listen to the podcast. If you've missed any, feel free to pull back, go through all the episodes and catch up. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, and please feel free to check the notes. Email me, contact me. I'm going to leave the information at the end of this podcast. Oh, and one more thing. I'm also having a free sample of a course that I've got out called, of course, Conversation with Strangers. I really want you to grab a hold of the free samples. And please feel free to click the link in the notes or contact me on leanne@leannesvoice.com for your free video samples. And I want to hear what you think. Let's jump into the podcast. Be understanding in conversations with strangers. Be really aware of like individual differences, and not everyone's going to get you or even want to talk to you. So, and as I said, like not everyone's going to be a social butterfly who loves making conversations. Some people are introvert and they're happy with that. Some people are extrovert and they're happy with that. Some people are kind of a mixture in between, depending on how the day ebbs and flows. If you live with like shyness or social anxiety disorder, SAD, etc., you might take longer to warm up in a situation with new people or strangers, if at all. And if someone feels nervous around you, it's because maybe they don't know you or you don't make them feel comfortable. So you've got to go the extra edge to be kind and understanding. Like particularly if when you're in social networking events or you've got a Zoom call, always try and forge a connection. People love connections and people love to talk about themselves. So be understanding, try and find out about a person before you go hedge for work when you're at a speed networking event, or just kind of go into the online interview if you're the interview, etc. Someone who lives with like social anxiety disorder can often have fear, panics, panic attacks, sweats, negative thoughts, etc. A whole bunch of feelings, thoughts and symptoms as well. And they're afraid of being embarrassed in front of others, and that can often stop or affect the way they express themselves in conversations, particularly with strangers, people who don't know what's kind of going on inside. So don't judge someone who sounds awkward or nervous or afraid when they're talking to you. Be that friend. Show genuine concern. Listen carefully. You know, re-paraphrase words that they've said or certain stuff that they've said to show that you're listening. Find a topic that's mutual interest. It could be like, I don't know, hair, makeup, job, shoes, clothes, bags. I don't know. Find something that you can both kind of connect with before you get onto the big business. And that might help the person feel comfortable with you. People will talk to you when they feel comfortable for you. People ain't going to talk to you if they don't really know you. And this whole kind of talk, podcast, video, course, etc. is trying to help break down this stranger barrier thing. And let's just all connect, yeah? So be understanding and make it your goal to really allow the person to share. Whether you're a networking event, it could be a virtual Zoom call, could be a training session, could be an online interview, whatever the situation is. Always try and get a connect, because once you get a connect, you make people feel comfortable, they will share more, and you'll see who the real person is behind all of the fear, the anxiety, the nervousness, the anxiousness, all of that stuff. Thanks for listening to all of the podcasts. I hope you learned loads. I've been going for a little theme this month of how to start conversations with strangers, and I hope you're going to feel much more equipped and empowered after you listen to today's podcast and all the others. I hope you're going to go through the episodes and go and check out. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I've got a free sample course that I would love to hear your thoughts on. I really want you to kind of go through a couple of the videos that I've got. Let me know what you think and how it's going to help you when you're having conversations with strangers, either at speed networking events, at business events, or even on that new hot date you've got planned this month. So click the link in the comments section. If you can't find it, don't worry, my love. Email me at leanne@leannesvoice.com and I'll get it over to you. All right, so have a great and amazing day. And I am so grateful if you listen to this podcast today. Don't forget to follow me on Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I even got a Facebook groups page where I go live every Tuesday, free class. I mean, what else would you be doing? And on Instagram. You can find me on Leanne's Voice, okay? So I look forward to hearing more from you. Follow me, let me know what you think, and stay in touch.